Thank you, everybody. I'll open the meeting, the special meeting of 21st of October 2025. Welcome to this special meeting. This meeting has been audio recorded in accordance with Regulations 14I of the Local Government Regulations 1996. And also point you to the disclaimer and emergency procedures in the lead pages of this agenda document for this building. The Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area and their continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Menang Noongar community and their culture, and to their elders past and present. We have apologies from Councillor Brown, who's on leave of absence. So the first order of business, given that this is the first meeting following an election, is the election of president. I have one nomination in writing for Councillor Handaside, which he has accepted, nominated by Councillor Clements. Are there any other nominations? Okay, given that there are no other nominations, I'll declare Councillor Len Handaside elected President of the Shire Plantagenet. I'll just ask Councillor Handaside to take the declaration of offices as President.
I, Leonard Ernest Handaside of 275 Boyup Road, Forest Hill, WA 6324, having been elected to the office of President of the Shire of Plantagenet, declare that I will take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Plantagenet under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995, declared at Mount Barker on the 21st of October 2025.
So move on to the election of Deputy President. I have one nomination here for Councillor Josh Liebeck, and nominated by myself, and Josh has accepted that nomination. Is there any further nominations from the floor? No. Well, then I declare Councillor Liebeck duly elected into the office of the Deputy President.
I, Joshua Ryan Liebeck of 64 Martin Street, Mount Barker, WA 6324, having been elected to the office of Deputy President of the Shire of Plantagenet, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. I will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Plantagenet under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act of 1995. That at Mount Barker on the 21st of October 2025.
Well done, Josh. We'll move on to Item 5, public question time. There's no responses to the previous any previous questions. Is there any further public questions from the one member of the public? No? Okay, thank you. Is there any petitions, deputations and presentations? Any disclosures of interest? Councillor Clements.
I believe it's the President's birthday today, so happy 21st.
Thank you, Councillor Clements, I think. Are there any applications for leave of absence? Councillor Bell.
Yes, from the 30th of October through to the 19th of November. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a mover? Councillor Clements, Councillor Liebeck, all those in favour of granting? That's unanimous, thank you. Okay, brings us to item...
I won't be available between the 29th of October until the 10th of November.
So that's another leave?
That's on leave, yes.
Yeah, okay. So so Councillor Bell moves, seconder. Councillor Fraser, all those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. You got those dates? Thank you. Brings us to item 9 and announcements by myself. Without discussion, I just want to read a short document here and just note a few things. So firstly, thanks for your support today and thank the community sincerely as well. It is humbling and I will do my best to lead as the Shire President for the next 2 years. It's a responsibility that I take very seriously. I'd like to take a little bit of time today to recognise the effort of our past councillors Etherington and Oldfield, who served here for over 20 years in this building, and the old one, and John Oldfield for 12 years here, both served with distinction and their efforts will be missed. We've had a reset with one new councillor, and welcome Councillor Tyra into the role, and we welcome back Councillor O'Day after a 2-year holiday. And look forward once again to your tireless efforts bringing clarity into the debate through your thoroughness as you read through the various documents. There are of course other councillors who continue to make a contribution, with some who have made that contribution over many, many years, like councillors Clements and Bell. With the new councillors among us, this mix of experience will be important to tap into in the next few years. It should also be noted that we stand today on the foundations of those who have gone before us. There are great traditions from times past, and those listed on the honour boards on both sides of this chamber need to be remembered for the commitment they made to this community, to bring this community to what it is today. These are the foundations that we rest on. We should recognise, of course, all people who have made this community what it is today. The leaders over the years, our Indigenous peoples, both past and present, volunteers, staff that have served the council, businesses, and the many other people groups who have come and made Plantagenet their home, all have contributed. As we move forward, we need to recognise that we are a team, and together with the staff, we can achieve great things. We need to keep the momentum going. I encourage you all to bring accurate information into the room and debate it across the table to bring about the best results. There is no place for inaccurate information brought for any reason and particularly for any personal gain. What we bring to the table must stand scrutiny well and be able to be integrated into the public space to inform the decisions we need to make. We will not agree on everything, and nor should we, but we will need to ensure that once clear decisions are made, we all support them. The Code of Conduct deals with this and many other matters as to how we relate to each other and members in the community. It's when times are tough and disagreements arise that show what we are made of. Treating each other with respect all the time is paramount as we move forward. I, for one, am not perfect and have never purported to be. I will make mistakes. I cannot fill this role on my own. No one can, of course. So I need every elected member here committed to assist in the process. Think about where you can assist, keep the conversations going, make the calls, ask the questions, and keep everyone informed. And we will develop as a team and build capacity as a group as we look to service the future well. Thank you. We move on to item 10.1.1. Council allocates the seating positions of councillors as set out in the following diagram. So where the seating positions are at this point is a suggestion. And so we probably should just have a bit of a discussion. Are we happy with where we are? Is Councillor Bell?
I'm perfectly happy where I am.
Thank you. Any other comments? All those in favour?
Yes.
Oh, we'll need a mover, yeah, that's a good idea. Well, Councillor Clements, Councillor Bell, all those in favour? That's carried unanimously, thank you. Item 10.1.2, page 10. The recommendation there to establish the following committees of council in accordance with section 5.8 of the Local Government Act 1995. It might be worth suspending standing orders on this one to just have a discussion. Councillor Clements.
Move to suspend standing orders.
Seconded, Councillor Bell. All those in favour, suspending? Thank you. The standing orders are suspended at this point. So we can just go through and pop. So the president's the presiding member. Deputy president is the deputy presiding member. So we need a couple of members. So we have Councillor Sheard, Fraser, O'Day and Tyra and Clements. So what do we want to do there? I'm quite happy to have an election.
No election.
Right. Rightio. Well, there you go. There's some clarity for you. Councillor O'Day.
I'm happy to step back and ensure that the newer councillors have a position on it, if that helps.
Okay. Any other? Councillor Clements.
Yes, I'm only interested in the deputy spot. I think someone else should be on that. Whoever should be looking at this role.
Yeah, so it leaves Councillor Sheard and Councillor Tyra. So you're happy to be members? Yeah. Okay. And we need one deputy, so we've got that one tied up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Councillors Handerside, Liebeck, Sheard, Tyra, O'Day and Clements as deputies. Okay, happy with that? Yep, okay. Right, that's order, risk and improvement. Behaviour Complaints Committee. So again, the President, myself, takes the presiding member's role there. So we need now four others, which we've got on the list. So it would probably be appropriate, perhaps, for Councillor Liebeck to step into the deputy role. Councillor Bell, Councillor Sheard, Councillor Clements as deputy. So, are we happy so far? Yep, okay. So you're happy with deputy? Okay. So, we'll stay with Councillor Sheard as the member behind the deputy president and the president, and number one deputy is Clements, and number two deputy, or both deputies are Bill. Okay? All right? Okay.
So you want to discuss the next one as well?
Yep. Okay, so that's done now? Yeah, okay. Well, we'll move on to... Okay. So we'll discuss these first, and then we'll come back and reinstate standing orders and then deal with the motions. Okay? If that's okay with everybody? Okay. All right. Bushfire Advisory Committee. I'll step in to chair that one. And we need one councillor and one deputy. So we've got Councillor Sheard and Councillor Tyra. So who wants the member job and who wants the deputy?
I'll take the, not the deputy.
So you'll be the member?
Yes.
Okay. Are you happy with that, Councillor Sheard? Okay.
Yeah.
Local... So are we clear?
No. Sorry.
Okay, so you'll...
I'm happy to be the third person.
All right. So, Councillor Sheard, are you happy to be the member? Yep. Okay, so just swap those two around. Thank you. Local Emergency Management Committee, we need one presiding member and one deputy member. We have three names, Councillor Liebeck, O'Day and Sheard. So, who's willing to...
We can have a second deputy?
Are we happy to have a second deputy? Yep. Okay, so presiding member. Councillor O'Day, you have fulfilled this role before. Councillor Liebeck, what would you like to do here?
Well, I've actually, excuse me, I've never attended one of these meetings, so I wouldn't say I have a full grasp on what's going on there, but that being said, I probably use experience, so if it's okay, I would like to chair that, but I'm quite happy for Councillor O'Day to, if she wants it, yeah.
Yep. Councillor O'Day.
Happy for Josh to be the... Oh.
So Councillor Liebeck as the presiding member and... Yep. Yep, okay. Sayards Advisory Committee, I will step in also and chair that one. There's a few things going on there which we'll just need to keep an eye on. But we have... three member councillors and one deputy, which we have with Councillor Liebeck, Fraser, O'Day and Bell. Who wants to be the deputy? Oh, we've got two hands now. Just give me one. So, Councillor Fraser? Yep, okay. So, the other three will be Liebeck, O'Day and Bell will be the members. Thank you. Roadwise Committee, we have three names there. One councillor presiding, one member and one deputy member. Councillor Sheard, Liebeck and Bell.
Bell was a previous chair.
Yes, so Councillor Bell was a previous chair. You're happy to
yes.
Be happy for... that to occur? Yep. Okay. Councillor Sheard? All right. So which out of you two will be the deputy? Or be the member, I should say?
I'll
Okay.
All right, thank you. That's pretty clear. And that brings us now to the non-council committees and organisations. So Walga Zone, the President, Deputy President and two Deputy Members. So we have myself and Councillor Liebeck as the two members. And we have two deputies in O'Day and Clements. Okay, so that's sufficient. The Regional Road Group, I'd suggest with that we need three names there, although there's only two positions. But I will probably take the chair at the Regional Road Group again, which is an independent position. But I'd need to go in as the member. And then the other two slide up one position when that takes place. So that's what I would prefer to see happen. So myself as the member, Councillor Liebeck as the deputy one, and Councillor Clements as deputy two, if that's okay. All right. The Rec Advisory Committee, we have two names there, Councillor Sheard and Councillor Tyra. So which one's the member?
I'm happy to be the member.
Okay. So Councillor Sheard, you'll be the deputy. Everybody happy with that? Okay. The Development Assessment Panels, now this one requires the training. So I have that training under my belt from about 500 years ago. Yeah. So,
not sure whether
yeah,
I have done the training.
Yeah, so yeah. I thought you had. So, we need a second alternative member. So, yes. So, I should suggest myself and Councillor Liebeck as members. Councillor Clements got his name down as deputy because he's done the training. Is there anybody else in the room that's done the training for the DAP, the Development Assessment Panels? Okay, so who would be prepared to do the training? Okay, thank you, Andrew. Sorry, Councillor Fraser. So we'll put you in as the second deputy. Okay, thank you. The Voluntary Regional Organisation of Councils, President and Deputy President for those two, so that's clear, and the South Coast Alliance, we need a second deputy, so President, Deputy President, and then two deputy members. So we have one in Councillor Clements. Is there a second deputy in the room? Councillor Bell. Okay. That brings us to the end of the lists. Now, so formally, I need to reinstate standing orders. Can I borrow that one? Councillor Clements, Councillor O'Day, all those in favour of reinstating standing orders? Okay, thank you. Yeah, yep. The names that we've discussed at some length this afternoon, I am prepared to take these items en bloc. Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Bell, is there any dissent? Okay, so those motions are carried without dissent. Thank you. That brings us to item 11, which there isn't any. Item 12, there's no new business that I'm aware of. That brings us to item 13 on page 17, which is the closure of the meeting. And so I declare the meeting closed at 5:25 p.m. Thank you for your attendance and for the preparation for this meeting. It's quite difficult. And so I'm aware of all the compliance that goes around it to bring that agenda together. So thanks very much.